Good evening, folks. Good evening, Charlene.
Hi.
I just love for all of us to meet here. It's just so incredibly wonderful.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Grand time.
Indeed. Something that I wanted to talk about today, and hadn't discussed this with you beforehand, but that's okay. You don't mind riding in that sidecar at the moment, do you?
No. Go ahead.
I figured you wouldn't. I had taken something down from Archangel Metatron, and it will be in the Metatron Minutes newsletter. For those of you who really like this story, you might want to go to www.metatronminutes.com and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get this. And what this was about, Charlene, it's really interesting. It has to do with the process of channeling. You know, there's a lot of people who channel and supposedly get information from the other side. Some of it's accurate and some isn't. We kind of had a little touch on that, didn't we?
Yes, we certainly did.
So this is something that Archangel Metatron wanted to talk about, to give people a little concept of just what happens in the process of channeling and how there can be error that comes into the work, and the person who's doing the channeling might not even realize it. So he kind of talks about the fact that the body is a radio antenna, which we know. I mean, most people feel that that's true. But the receiving center is in the brain. And I know when you do your work too, Charlene, you feel that it comes into your brain, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so there's a place in the brain that actually has to do with hearing. And I learned this in a class that I went to. So this is the way the medical community looks at it, that we think one hears with the ear, but that's not quite accurate. The ear takes sound and amplifies it and sends the message to the brain. And that is what we're talking about. I know you work from there, I work from there, and I can really follow the place where that vibration actually comes into that part of the brain. It's a very distinct part. And that's what we're really receiving, is we're receiving a vibration, and in that vibration is the thoughts of the advanced master or the higher being, or in your case, Charlene, God, that you're working with, and that those thoughts go right into that center. And so then what the center actually has to do is they have to translate that vibration into sounds and then words that make sense. That's the place where we place an understanding of the message into the brain center. Isn't that fascinating, Charlene?
Oh, it sure is. Isn't it fun?
Yeah. So before this vibration can be translated, it has to go through a filter. And that filter holds the attitudes of the person receiving the message. And also, it has to resonate with knowledge that the individual already holds in their awareness and understanding. And I thought that was rather interesting, Charlene, because Archangel Metatron gave an example of this, and he said, well, if an advanced master, for instance, wanted to give information about chemical formulas, for instance, the one who was receiving it would have to have a general knowledge of the science, or it would cause confusion in the translation. And I kind of thought that was rather interesting. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So that,
see, that kind of goes along with what we talked about before, because everybody's belief systems are incorporated within them. So, you know, it would be translated different.
Mm-hmm.
With each person is what you're saying, isn't it?
Right. And so at this place where the translation is going on, Archangel Metatron explains that there is an opening. And he likens it to a spark plug. Now, I don't know if the ladies out there can envision a spark plug, but there's a metal piece on the top. There's like a slight opening between the spark plug itself and the metal top, and that's where the spark where actually, you know, you see the spark. But anyway, that's what he is explaining, that this opening would appear to be like a spark plug, because that's the place where the synapses of the brain work with this opening, and so it appears to be a spark there as the synapses of the brain works to receive, translate, and then give meaning to what's received. So I just thought that was rather fascinating, too. So this is the point where the impulses jump over the opening, and that's the point where the individuals bring their attitudes and mindsets to the mix of the translation. And Archangel Metatron mentioned something here. It's extremely important that the individual not be ego-focused, but rather they be aligned with Source or Prime Creator or God, whichever, you know, name that you use for all there is. And that is one of the most important things, Charlene, that you've got to be aligned with Source and not give in to not focusing on the ego, which I think is interesting also.
Well, that changes the vibrational frequency, doesn't it, considerably?
Yes, it does. So if you're going to receive accurate information, and he says especially where new directions have to do with planet Earth, in other words, we're talking about ascension, changes in ascension, and so forth, if we're not aligned with all there is or the Creator, then you don't have the highest of vibrations that you're working with. And so the next step is that place that he's calling the opening, that place where the spark jumps over from receiving vibration to raising the vibration. This is the place where the dark can slip in their colorings or even change the message entirely. And the reason behind this is that the person who's channeling might be holding a fear of some sort, sometimes unconscious, or they've accepted thoughts of a group consciousness that is fear-based. So you can see, Charlene, how subtle this can be.
And that's why we have to be so careful right now with getting so many people becoming fear-based because of what they're being told out there, rather
yes.
than trusting the Creator. That, see, we're going into mankind and what can we do, and it becomes all about us, not about trusting that the Creator is going to make sure that it's right.
Well, we have a call, and what is your name, please?
Yeah, hi, Charlene. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Kim from Louisiana.
Kim, did you say?
Yeah, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
What'd you think of this information?
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful.
I thought it was really fascinating myself.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, like, I didn't really write it so I could say that. You know, I just did a little secretarial work and took this from Archangel Metatron.
That's right.
So what can we do for you, Kim?
Okay, I was hoping that maybe Charlene could help with my son this afternoon.
Okay.
He's 9 years old.
Sounds good. Well, I'll be glad to do that.
He's he's got behavioral issues right now. I'm going through a divorce. He's sucking his thumb and playing with himself in school. At school.
And who is this?
My son.
What,
he's nine.
Okay.
John Michael.
John
we call
Michael?
Him John Michael. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do something, okay?
Okay.
So his sinuses are very bad. Is that what you're saying to me?
His what?
His sinus? Tell me. Say it again.
No. His behavior. He's sucking his thumb and playing with himself.
Okay, I'm sorry. Couldn't hear that.
Yeah. He's sucking his thumb and playing with himself in school.
Okay.
As a protection mechanism or as a safety?
Okay.
Like a comfort thing?
Well, let's go in and ask. Who's the higher source? God?
Yeah, God.
Okay, let's go and ask. Because there's something that needs to be known by this, it looks like.
Okay.
It looks like he's... I see that he's very nervous.
Yeah.
How old is he? He's about
nine.
Seven, eight, six, seven.
Yeah, he's got it right. He's got a developmental delay.
He's what?
He's got a developmental delay.
Oh, didn't we talk to you once before?
Yeah, we've talked about him before, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I'm picking up where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go in and ask God about this, okay?
Okay,
just
thanks, Arlene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it amazing, Kim, that you can pick up the telephone and ask these questions?
I think it's great. So, Carolyn, I wanted to talk a little bit about power manifesting, divine, and how things change. And, like, I'm getting ready to bring in a twin flame energy, okay? But I know that he's not the original twin flame energy that I connected with spiritually about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know that there's another twin flame energy right behind him if he chooses not to be with me. But I guess what I'm asking is, how does all that play out? How does all those changes, how do you interpret those changes? Or how do you interpret those choices?
I'm not quite sure of the change that you're talking about. I think what you're saying is that one twin flame was starting to move towards you and that changed and then another one came forth. Is that your question?
Yeah. And then I know there's somebody right behind him if he chooses not to step forward. I'm still not in a physical relationship with him yet, but I am waiting for him.
Well, is this three individuals?
Well, that
or
would
two?
Mean... Or two? Well, that would mean three.
That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, somebody's right behind him.
And so you're questioning why the changes.
Yeah, I guess so.
And perhaps what that means to you. What I would like to do on this, Kim, is wait until Charlene gets back, because what happens is if I get involved in that, then Charlene wants to discuss what she has found, and it's going to get very confusing.
Gotcha.
So let's let Charlene finish what she has to do, and
okay.
Then I'll see what I can find out for you.
Okay, that would be great. I'm going to put the phone down for just a minute, Carolyn, and I'm going to run and turn off the computer on the other side of the house.
Make it fast. We can't have dead time here. Don't mean to be pressing you, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay. I think while Kim is turning off the computer and Charlene is having her conversation, guys out there, I'm the only one left. I'm all you have at the moment. Who's this?
Charlene.
Charlene, Kim
Charlene?
Went to turn off her
computer.
I'm here. Oh, you're back. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if Charlene's here.
Yeah, she is. She just popped up.
Okay.
Charlene? Oh, maybe I misunderstood. Maybe that was your voice and I thought it was Charlene's.
Yeah. I thought I heard her on the line, too.
Well, she must be very busy.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you a question. with regards to yourself, do you have any insight as to how you have changed?
I would say that, yes, that I've done lots and lots and lots of work on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And with the help of shows like yours, okay,
mm-hmm.
and tapping into energy that is angelic or higher, and kind of recognizing, kind of waking up and realizing who I am.
So it sounds like you're raising your vibrations.
Oh, yeah, I really am.
And well, I don't... One of the things that comes from a guest is that people that we attract have a vibrational resonance with us. And what I suspect is happening here is one of the possibilities or choices that you had that would be presented for you, you know, in front of you for you to choose was aligned to the lower vibration. And now as you're raising your vibrations, you're attracting one that is matching your vibrations.
Yeah, I gotcha.
This is what I think is happening, but we'll, you know, we'll,
Shirley,
we'll go.
Shirley, I thought I heard her.
Kim?
Yeah.
Who, see, I don't, when I'm off talking, watching what God's doing, I don't know what you've been talking. Can you give me kind of a little bit synopsis about who is he involved with most of the time?
Me. My son stays with me most of the time, but my husband is severely depressed. Okay, so he does have influence. He does spend time right now. He's spending
okay,
a workout weekend
out.
With him.
But, you know, I don't want to go into... I just told the Lord, you know, we know what's going on, but let's not... We're not going to discuss that part of it on the radio.
Right.
So probably would be best if you called me. So then
okay.
I could zero in on some of this other... Because he's very, very nervous. He's feeling really threatened.
Mm-hmm.
So God went in and cleared that. He cleared it where he was having some cell memory from past life
mm-hmm.
where he was abused.
Okay.
Okay, and that's been pulled out.
Yay.
Yeah, God went in and took it out.
Yay.
Any and all dimensions of time, space, or language that it incorporated his past life that had any type of emotional, spiritual, physical, and sexual abuse.
Thank you so much, Shirley.
You're welcome. And so what we just did was clear that, and he watched it clear it in the DNA, also in his subconscious mind, and in his heart mind. That incorporates the three hearts. We have the heart mind, the physical heart, and the heart chakra. So that was all incorporated and replaced. I feel at peace. I feel loved. I feel nurtured. I went in with all these feelings because he's so highly, so very, very anxious. And that's why he's doing it. He's just anxious.
Yeah.
And that's his way of coping with the feelings that he's getting. Now, I would suggest, is he with you all the time?
No, he's not with me all the time. He is. He goes to school full time, and then he goes to after school care, and then he also spends some time with his dad, at least half a day on Sunday and one night a week.
Give me a call, will you?
Okay.
I'd appreciate that. I think we need to do a little bit more, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Charlene.
But let's see, and what I want you to do is call and let me know about, let me ask him just a minute.
Yeah.
4 days.
You're not picking up on any kind of sexual abuse in his life
right
now.
I'm a little concerned, okay?
Yes.
What
but you're not picking up on any sexual abuse in his life right now, physical abuse.
Well, what I'm concerned about is, when they come in on a past life memory, it picks up that cell memory that is from the past life, but which could incorporate that.
Gotcha.
And that's my concern. So what we'd have to do is spend a little bit more time on that and see if we can get this. And I know it can be done. I've seen God do it many times.
Okay.
Because that cell memory is really very, very vital to every single one of us.
Right.
Okay? So call me and let me discuss it a little bit more in detail of what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
And let's see. If he has a little bit calmer, I also had his spirit guide bring in more protective angels.
Oh, good, yeah.
Okay.
Because
the spirit guide, I asked the spirit guide, which is OT, to come in and bring in more protective angels for him.
How do you spell that?
Oh, you know, I have no clue.
Okay.
Moti.
How do you say it?
Moti.
Moti.
Motif.
Motif.
Yeah, I didn't say it right. Motif.
Okay, motif.
And so he's going to come in. He's going to bring in more help.
Okay.
So that he can feel this sense of protection around him more. He's feeling very alone. That's the word I want. Very much alone.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're not there, and he doesn't feel it. Thank goodness he's got you.
Right.
But this can be incorporated and be picked up from. What's interesting is we pick up so much cell memory, kind of like what Carolyn was talking about. We're probably one of the most sophisticated iPods there is, of internet.
Right.
It's just the most incredible thing when we start getting all this channeling that's being done and get all this information that we have such a small percentage of a brain and the things that are, the memory that is being incorporated in the past from that, from our cell memory.
Right.
From our past ancestors.
Gotcha.
So, you know, he's not dealing with just his stuff.
Right.
But it is being manifested in him.
Gotcha.
So let's see how much was pulled out today with you and see if with him and see if that's going to give him a lot of help. So, you know, I'd like some feedback on it in 4 days and see if it's minimized, okay?
Okay.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
Cool too.
Give me a call. Let me hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Well, Kim, are you staying to see what we can find out about these other individuals?
Yeah, I was going to ask about my friend that I'm waiting for. That I can.
Okay, let me see what. Well, for those who are listening to the first time, what I do is I go to the center of the cosmos where the records are for all of the souls that have ever been created, and all of their experiences are placed inside of that record. And so what we've done is the cherubim care for these records, and my mind now is there, and a cherubim is standing there with Kim's records. And what she is doing is she went to the area that recorded not just the mission for this lifetime, because that certainly was in the plan for this incarnation, but also the potential, the possibilities. And she wants me to remind Kim and those who are listening that when you come to Earth, you have a plan, and that plan would be considered, well, there's like three paths that one can take, and one path is the low road, one is the middle road, and that's what a person comes in to do. In other words, that plan that you set up, the general plan, if you follow that plan, when you come to Earth, you're walking the middle road. And of course, if you don't follow through with the things that you needed to do, you're walking the low road. Now, if by chance you reach further than what you came in to do, you then approach what is called the high road. So each one of these paths, if you want to think of it as a path, had possibilities that surrounded it. And the beautiful thing about this, Tim, is that you could see where the soul has the free will to choose which path they intend to follow.
Absolutely.
So you had possibilities of partners in each one of these paths, and for a while you were on what would be considered the middle road. And so what you were feeling was this partner who was going to come in with you along the middle road. But what you did was you started working on yourself, you started raising your vibrations, and now you have changed to the path of the higher road. And therefore, those energies, those vibrations that you are now putting out is in the process of attracting the partner who would be attracted to you if you took the high road. So that's what's happening there, Kim.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. That was beautiful.
Yes, wasn't it? I tell you, the cherubim and the records are just, it's so interesting how this is recorded. I love it, too. I get a lot out of it myself. Well, you have a good day today, Kim.
Thank you so much, ladies. Have a blessed day.
Okay,
you too.
Thank you, Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charlene, did you want to comment on any of this, or did you want me to kind of go back to what we were talking about originally?
Right. Well, most of it, let me just give Kim my telephone number.
That might be a good idea.
Because I really do want to, I do need to talk to her. And like we talked about before, there's sometimes it's not appropriate to bring up things on the radio. So if she would give me a call, it's 801-944-9346, and that's Mountain Standard Time.
And that might apply to other people too, Charlene. People.
Yes, because I really, and it's so interesting that, like I was told with him, some of it can be, if you have a trauma in a child's life or any of us, what it does is it starts bringing up past memories. From our past life, it starts bringing that memory forward. And you and I have had to do a lot of clearing on that, where we've had to clear that trauma all of a sudden in our lives right this moment. We're being traumatized about something. And what it does is it brings forth that past life cell memory there from that and then ancestral. And so then it just really intensifies those feelings and our behavior at that time, and we go into like you're talking at first, we go into that fear factor, and then it starts shutting down our ability to go into God's energy field. So it's important that we incorporate that in clearings. In fact, I have to do it with everybody now. God doesn't allow it to go by without incorporating the whole thing now, because it's so vital at this point, going into the new age.
Well, what that reminds me of, Charlene, is this resonance that we're talking about.
Right.
That like vibrations are going to attract like vibrations. So if you have an event in your life, it could remind you of something that happened in the past, and both need to be cleared.
Yeah, because otherwise it just sits there, and you might clear something that's going on in your life right now, but it'll only be a temporary fix. If something comes in, say in a few months or a year from now, then all of a sudden you're in trauma again. And it's because that cell memory from past life or for your DNA has not been cleared. It's kind of interesting too, is the heart mind is a receiver and a transmitter as well. And that has to be reprogrammed as well, as you well know. And that center has to be cleared. So God goes in and clears an awful lot, even in our energy field, and clears that information that we're carrying.
You know, while you're talking about that, Charlene, I think it would be a good idea if we would remind people if there is an issue that seems to be coming up all the time, there is something very deeper there that's not being cleared.
Yeah, and that's important for you to bring up, because I have so many people say, well, how come I've gone into another relationship? It's just like the relationship I had before. Well, that was because it wasn't cleared. And you get into this energy, a belief system of what's desired because it's what you understand. And so, but God will go in and he'll alter the whole thing for you so that things change. You're not going to marry the same person as you had before, or you're not going to have a boss that's rejecting you again, or friendships, or all of that. That goes in and it's cleared. And then he puts it in a positive in its place. Kind of interesting, too, when we clear a DNA from an ancestral line, that means you break the mold. I guess that's a good way to put it. And it not only is breaking it for you and your behavior pattern belief system, like you were talking about the vibrational frequency, well, it also breaks it in the morphogenetic field for future generations. It isn't passed on into the next generation. And we don't ever stop to think about that. But when it clears you, it clears your DNA for you and for your next generation.
I'd like to go back to something that you said, Charlene, and this was relationships.
Yes.
Because emotion is, I would say, one of the greatest factors for learning. And it's like a crucible. You know, we're in this furnace with our emotions, and we're either going to clear them in this fire of regenerating, or else we'll destroy ourselves.
Yes,
and so
that is what we do, without recognizing what we're doing.
And so where the emotion is the strongest is in family relationships of all kinds. You know, even the center family, the extended family, and then I would say the work relationships. We're put into situations. In other words, basically, a relationship, it's like being two oxen in a yoke. You're not going to get away from them. You're either going to have to learn to clear it, to work along with them, or you're going to have two animals going in two different directions. And so this is the teaching tool. And what, Charlene, what I find so fascinating is as I do readings for people, I find so many times that we have a small group of people, that souls. There's a small group of souls that we work with. We come in lifetime after lifetime, and we change the relationships. Sometimes we're parent-child. Sometimes we're siblings. Sometimes, we might be the nephews. But the group seems to stay relatively the same. And what that is, it's a learning tool, because each one of these relationships has a different set of emotions. You know, if you have an aunt or an uncle and you don't agree with them, well, you don't have to live with them, and maybe you can get along with them except for maybe family gatherings. But if they're children, or if it's your spouse and you're living under the same roof, you are pushed together, and you're going to have to come up with a solution, or you'll be a dysfunctional family. So the emotions is the great learning tool. It's like a mirror of our mind and our heart. And if you're having a problem, if anybody is having a problem with these relationships, there is something that needs to be cleared. And I find this time in and time out with readings that I do with people, that there is something hidden there from a past life that needs to be resolved, that needs to be cleared, that needs to be transmuted. And that's what we're doing today, Charlene. You're here working with us, and it's a beautiful thing.
See, most of us think that if we change the subconscious, that will take care of it. But we're more complex than just the subconscious. You know, we have a lot of cell memory in our energy field, too, that is programmed, and there's a lot of areas that we have to have God go in and clear it. And when we ask him, you know, he won't violate our free agency. And so what we do is, like with Kim and with John Michael, is go in there and ask God after I've gotten permission. That's why I said, is it okay? You're the mother. Is it okay if we work with John Michael? And so you go in and ask for permission, and then God will go in and take it, and I'm a facilitator, and then I relay to, like with Kim, what God told me. And
you know, we have a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
We're like this finely tuned watch.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Yes.
And, of course, the more you like yourself and all of us that are doing this, it becomes more and more amazing to me that the Creator is so grand and knows exactly what he's doing. And somebody said, well, you do the healing. I said, oh, well, let me tell you something. I can tell you, God does the healing. He uses me as a facilitator on this earthly plane, which is part of the law, God's law. And so it's been wonderful to watch the miracles that are performed in people's lives and changing it. What you've been talking about is what I call the sphere of understanding. It's because we get involved with our family that we're brought into, and we learn a belief system, a behavior pattern, all of those things that we incorporate into our belief system, and it becomes a part of who we are. And the first time what class I was in a class, and they said, oh, yeah, you marry your father and your mother, and I'm telling you, I thought, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. And that's what my head said. It said, oh, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But, you know, through the years since I've been doing this, it's just about as true as it can be. And so then, like you were saying, you have to go in and see what it is and change the vibrational frequency of that belief system, and God will put in a new energy wave and vibrational frequency in what Metatron was talking about, the different components of the brain, and God will go in and change it. And then all of a sudden, you're not having those same relationships. He puts in the positive in place of that that doesn't serve you.
Well, it is pretty amazing, Charlene, this whole thing. I'd like to remind those people who are out there listening, I know that we're giving you some wonderful entertainment today. Give us a call. Ask your question, 877-876-5227. I will say this, Charlene. What you're talking about and the work that you're doing and I'm doing also, this is a shortcut. You're able to just cut to the chase, get to the problem, and clear it or find information quickly through readings, through, you know, getting information from your record and coming up with a solution relatively quick. If you're not using those tools, then it really takes a lot of work to follow an action and a result of that action. If you're not using the work of an energy or someone like me who can read the records, you really have to sit down and you have to evaluate, okay, he said this, she said that, and then what was my reaction? What was I feeling? How did I respond to that? And that is another way of finding out what a problem is and working with it. But I tell you, my friends, it really does take a long time doing it that way. And with the kind of lives that we lead, most people, maybe it's not fair to say most people, I just find that a lot of people don't really take the time to sit down and review actions, reactions, feelings, what caused me to feel that way, what's behind that. Or sitting down and meditating and figuring out the answer or the path that you're going to take to resolve the situation. That's what we had to do in the past. And to me, it is just so wonderful that we have evolved to an age where we have people like Charlene who works with the energy, who can work with God and go in and clear these things, and people like me who can go into a record and get the answer from a person. So to all of you who are out there listening, we're glad you're there, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the archive. And whether you work with us or someone else, do work on these soul issues. I believe that most of our problems with relationships, with physical problems, are based in activities of the past, because present issues come up and they're responding, they're resonating to past issues. And I have found that to be so true, even physical problems. So, Charlene, can you think of something right now where you had someone call you with a physical problem, and what you did as you resolved the situation or went in to examine the situation, that there was emotions behind it that needed
right.
to be cleared?
In fact, most of your one of the most important things is to recognize that the morphogenetic field, or even within the, which is the your DNA, most of it can be incorporated in a past life, too, where I've gone in and cleared somebody where they were having a lot of problems with their sinuses, and they just kept getting infected over and over again. And so finally somebody called me to clear, go in and have God clear that for them. And what he did was he showed me, I'm very visual, so he showed me what had really gone on in a past life, and I relayed that to this lady, what had gone on in a past life where she had been persecuted, and her family, and they still were being chased, and they were hiding out, and she had hid out in a kind of like a, oh, it looked like a forest, not quite exactly a forest. It was more like, because a forest you always think of it with a lot of pine trees, but it had a lot of leaves and on the ground around all the trees. And what she did in order to hide from those that were chasing her and her family, and she'd seen some of them killed, and he showed me that she was hiding under all these layers of leaves. And so what happened was this fear was incorporated within her cell memory. And when it was incorporated, if any time during the time of like the fall, when there was all the leaves and the mold and the dust, she would get just absolutely miserable. And her sinuses would get all infected, so we'd have to go in and have God open the passageways and clean out the infection, and they'd start draining. And I heard him to say, have her get off the phone and have her go eat. She needs to call you back later. So she did, because the drainage was so much that it would have made her sick at her stomach. So she called back later and we finished. But what he did was go in and clear that past life memory, and then cleared it with any of her ancestors that were in that same persecution that she was. We had to change the memory. He changed the memory. and changed it to a positive, like feeling loved, protected, cared about. Also incorporated within her memory anything that was a positive. And what I always do is say, what do you want put back in now that you understand what this is? Now tell me, God wants to know what you want put in its place. So you're changing the vibrational frequency from a lower frequency that you were talking about to a higher frequency, which is love, nurturing, caring, having good relationship, or whatever it is you ask for. And then you incorporate it into the memory, and all of a sudden their sinuses start to drain, and she had to go get something to eat. And it was a good thing, because she said, boy, was it draining. So what happened after that was then all of a sudden she didn't have all these sinus problems anymore. Why? Because the memory was gone. I had a lady that came one time, and they'd have to bring her because her eyes were so bad that she couldn't hardly even see anymore.
Wow.
And it was from mold that had changed the morphogenetic field. Also, when you change the morphogenetic field, you're not just clearing your cell memory from yourself. You're clearing your ancestors that had the same cell memory. Found out, God said she's allergic to mold from a past life as well, but there was also mold in her house, he told me. So I said, you got mold in your house? She said, oh no, we don't have any. I said, well, I can only tell you what he's telling me. I just relay what I hear. And I said, you have mold somewhere. So they went home and found some around the bathtub, but just very little, but she was just getting so bad that her eyes were just red as they could be. And so she came back, and I said, well, he's still saying you haven't found it. They took the bathroom wall down, and it was all inside the bathroom walls.
Wow.
They had to change everything. They had to clean the house, repaint it, because it, by that time, had been incorporated into the paint. And you know what? She's just fine now, Dave.
You know, I think that some of these issues with mold have come from past lifetimes when people were thrown into prison.
Right, and that's, well, I didn't go into that, but so she was. She was in a kind of like a cave.
Well,
and
you know,
that cave, it was, you know, moist, and there was a lot of it. So
well,
that made
in the
it
past,
even worse.
Charlene, a lot of the prisons were in the like where the foundations of castles would be.
Yeah.
And like if a person was a political prisoner or something of that nature, many of the castles that were on waterways or on lakes,
right,
and the dungeon was below where the foundation is, it would be extremely moist and moldy there. We have a caller, and your name?
Absolutely.
Hi, my name is Tony.
Tony?
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tony. What can we do for you?
Oh, that's pretty curious, because from time to time I have a sinus problem, like yesterday night and in early into today. But it's past now. But often I have sinus, very bad sinus headaches and sinus pressure, and not so much that it gets infected, but I guess inflamed, and I feel nauseous. And so yeah, that was so curious. And how apropos.
To it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we'll turn this one over to Charlene, Tony.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Now, does this happen very often, or is it just periodically?
Periodically.
Okay.
I noticed, like, well, as you were saying, if it's very cold and humid, or if it's warm and humid, or, maybe certain food triggers it or something.
Well, it could be any of them. So who's your higher source? Is God your higher source?
I guess you would say so, yes, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
It's up to you.
Okay.
Some people that call me, it's the middle of the universe or the...
Yeah, it's kind of a combination, I'd say.
I have one that he just really relates to Mother Mary.
Uh-huh, so okay, I understand. Well, it's a combination, I think, to me. They're all one energy, they're all, you know...
Okay.
Universal energy, yeah.
But if you're speaking to someone for divine intervention, who do you speak to?
Well, I guess the universe, and that could be God.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. You see, it's really important that we go and use your belief system or where you've come from. I don't ever say, well, it has to be God, because that's
right.
Not my free. It's your free agency to choose who you ask for, okay?
Yes.
So you want to do universe?
Okay. Yeah, we can try that.
I mean, it's up to you.
All right, sure. Okay. Yes.
Because that's who you relate to. Is that correct? That you see
well,
the universe
it's very,
creating
because
for
you? I relate to so much. So, but I guess the universe, yeah, the universal God or...
Okay, well, then universal God.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Whatever is you choose is what we need to address, okay?
Okay.
See, it has a vibrational frequency of sound.
Yes, okay, understood,
okay?
Yeah.
And so we use your vibrational frequency of sound to connect into that energy that belongs to you.
I see.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're always said to use free agency. This is a free will planet.
Absolutely.
And free agency is totally where we come from.
Absolutely.
I would never go in and say, oh, this is what I think is best for her.
Okay.
I don't do that. What I do is I'll do the universal God, and I'll say it like that. If that's your choice, then I'll say universal God. Is that correct?
Because I really haven't any term for it, except for, tapping into the universal energy, the God
correct.
Within,
okay.
The spirit within, and all that. Yeah.
Okay, then that's what we go with, okay?
Okay, super.
Whatever your choice is, it's your choice.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll go in and ask if that's okay with you.
Yes, it is. It is fine.
Okay,
I trust you implicitly.
Okay. And then what I'll do is if I hear that I need to ask you a question, then I'll come back and ask you, because I won't go any further past from what you've asked, and that is about the sinuses, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, let's do that.
You know, what's interesting, Tony, is that a lot of people have this problem.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people complain about, sinus problems.
I think I live in a polluted city, or my diet, and then I hear her talk about cellular memory and past life, and I said maybe it's a combination, or I'm very curious about cellular memory and that. That is very, very curious.
Well, it's a big field, and what was told to me was that the subtle bodies which surround the physical body is really hold spiritual energy. It's not in the hard physical components like our body is.
Right.
And so we have subtle bodies around the physical. This is, and one of them is the emotional body, and that's what carries the traumas from past lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of no time. In other words, our body is here in linear time,
mm-hmm.
and the subtle body is in no time. So that events that happened in the past, this is why events that happened in the past influence what's going on in the present.
Right.
And I found that so fascinating.
Yeah. I guess that's what people maybe they think of it as karma or something, but it's actually just what you're saying. It's an event that was in the past that actually could be triggered by something or we create it in our present moment, whatever it is.
Well, I see it that way. And as we talked about that earlier, is when you have vibration, well, I call it vibration, Sherlyn calls it frequency, it's really the same thing.
Right.
When you have a vibration that's similar, they're attracted to one another.
Right. So that the idea of really you want to raise your vibration is high as one can, you know, well, you just want to create raising your vibration, your energy vibration.
That's so true, Tony. But one of the ways that we're going to be able to raise our vibration is to clear out these lower vibratory rates.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Tony, yeah. I was told that, and we won't go into it, but I just want permission to pull it. There's an individual that you're very angry with. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel it.
It can be any time in your life.
That I was angry with?
From conception to present time. Somebody that is kind of like when I was talking about the sphere of understanding. Sometimes we can have things. See, energy really starts at conception. Yeah, interesting enough. Everybody thinks it starts at birth, but it doesn't. I've had experiences where I've had done a rebirthing with somebody or did a regressing because I'm a clinical hypnotherapist as well, and what I've found is that if I take them back to conception, they can hear everything that mother and father is saying.
Wow.
And they repeat it to me. And they pick up the vibrational frequency of sound from that parent and how they feel about them as an individual coming into this life. When that happens, it has a lot to do with how you feel about yourself.
Ooh,
what kind of self-esteem you have. I've had a lot of experiences with that. So what I do is I'll go in and ask the universe, if somebody with my higher self, it's higher source, is God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have him change that that memory. He takes it out of the subconscious, takes it out of the DNA. Any ancestor might have had that same feeling of rejection or abandonment. I mean, it can be a lot of things.
Okay.
That's just some examples. And replace it with a positive. And that whole experience for that individual all of a sudden feels loved, nurtured, goes out in the workforce, and all of a sudden people are treating them differently because the energy is different. So if there's anybody, and I don't want a name, I don't want names on the radio. I just want to say, is it okay if there's somebody you're very, very angry with that you haven't resolved that anger that it's pulled out?
You absolutely may. So I don't know who or whom it is, but
your subconscious, in a couple of days, everybody says, well, I don't know, and in a couple of days, I have somebody say, uh-oh, I know what it is. I'm going to call back and tell her. Because the subconscious will all of a sudden let you know who it is.
Okay.
I'm just hearing that you need that pulled and to get permission from you to pull it.
You have permission from me, absolutely.
I just have to do it with your permission. Just a minute.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Tony, I have found myself that we have a tendency to deny our anger because we have been told by those around us, parents in particular, that it's not nice to be angry with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we get angry and we repress that because we've been told that it's not acceptable.
Yes.
I bet you can think of incidents in your life when that happened. I know I can think of it in my life growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fascinating.
Well, it truly is, and where do you go with that? If a person truly is angry with another person, how do you resolve it? And that's really, key here, I think, is to find a way to stand into our own integrity to resolve a problem. And my feeling about that is, Tony, that we get angry because we have felt that we're a victim in some situation.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's one of the reasons for anger.
Mm, yeah.
But I'll finish after Charlene does her thing.
Okay, Kim, one of the things that was put in is to pull out the negative and then put in that I love myself unconditionally, just the way I am.
Okay.
Because everybody's perfect in the moment.
Okay.
Because we've come to this life to have experiences. So we're going to have different feelings, aren't we?
Yes.
And so you're going to state that if something comes up that is not conducive to your well-being or even a thought pattern about yourself. You say, no, cancel that. And then tell the universe to take it away.
Okay.
And just say, I love myself.
I love myself.
Unconditionally.
Just
the way I am.
Just the way I am.
Because the universe loves you.
Okay.
Unconditionally, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And they just see you in perfect. You're
okay.
Perfect right where you are for this moment.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
He
thank you so much.
He wanted you to have unconditional love for yourself and know that you're loved unconditionally.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, super. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, blessings to both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Charlene, the bottom line is it's all about love, isn't it?
It is. It's the only thing. It's kind of interesting. We spend our lifetime and past lifetimes trying to accumulate things that we assume is going to give us joy and happiness, when the bottom line is the only thing that we can take with us when we leave this lifetime is love. How much love have we given and how much have we received? That's all it is. It's love. And so many people don't even know what it feels like.
Really like that, Charlene. I think we need to say that again. How much love we've given and how much love we've received.
And that's the only thing you get to take with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave this earthly existence, the only thing that you get to take is love. How much love you've given and how much love you've received.
Well, before we go on, Charlene, I would like to mention my website, carolynevers.com. There's a lot of remarkable books there that you can find. You can order a reading from the cherubim. And to remind you about metatronminutes.com, we have a free newspaper there, which you can ask questions and Archangel Metatron answers them. We also have conference calls that we're working with him. Also, Archangel Mikael doing some incredible work. And so while we mention that, Charlene, why don't you mention your telephone number again and your information?
Okay, my telephone number is 801-944-9346. And what we'll do is go in with your higher source and clear the issues that you're having. It'll be interesting, too. We assume that we know what it is, and then when you go in and ask, and he starts working with you, all kinds of things come up, and he'll ask permission, and you go, all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, that does bother me. That has been bad. Or, you know, he'll just say, let's cancel it. We're going to release it, we're going to cancel it, and we're going to replace it with a different vibrational frequency that is a higher frequency of sound. Well, it's also color spectrum associated with it, and it changes that whole dimension, and then the individual really does have, interesting how their life changes. You can have a problem with a family member like you were talking about, and we go in and change it, or even like in the workforce. I've had so many that are having problems at work. And once we go in and change the vibrational frequency of what your belief system is, of what you assume you should be giving, then all of a sudden your experiences at work changes. Or maybe, you know, you've got problems with neighbors or siblings or, you know, things like that. And all of a sudden they just start changing. It's one miracle after another I see happening in people's lives.
Well, Charlene, you didn't hear this, but I was talking to Tony about anger, and you didn't hear it, but I have found that one of the things involved with anger is a feeling of being a victim. Someone has done something and you feel like it can't be resolved to your benefit, to their benefit, however, you know, you wish to resolve it. And so you stifle it because we're told, we grow up with people telling us that it's not nice to be angry.
Right.
And so if you don't resolve the problem peacefully, it's real easy to become angry over it because there's a part of you. You know that there's something special about you as an individual. You have integrity. And if somebody walks on that integrity and you don't resolve it, it's real easy to become angry about it.
Well, and it's kind of interesting, too, because if they don't, if not just everyone, including myself, if I don't resolve how I'm feeling, because the feelings are vibrational frequency, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you were talking about, what it does is starts interfering in the cells in your body, and then your body starts manifesting the issue that you really are dealing with, because it breaks down the cell memory. And when it starts breaking down that cell memory, all memory was in the cells were created in perfect harmony. Everything was perfect, had exactly knowing what it was supposed to do. Then we start breaking into that memory by our experiences.
My dear, we have another caller. And your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
How to deal with persons that have been victims of crime or victims of different things like kidnapping and so forth.
Boy, that's a difficult job, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had to deal with people, workers, victims of assistance that had to deal with this thing. I try to counsel them by better health. I've met people that have been victimized, and they go the wrong path and get in pornography and prostitution and all kinds of other things to try to solve their griefs. You know?
Yes. That's interesting that you say that, Mike.
Yes.
I think that you have a great depth of understanding.
Yeah.
People are grieving over something, and they're
yeah.
trying. They can't resolve it, and so they compensate it
right.
in some way
mm-hmm.
that is really anti-social behavior.
Right. I try to stir them on, like, to better health, mineral, something, things to lessen the burden on their body physically, you know, like, you know, on proper diet. I try to get them into a healthier diet to at least have your body less burdened along with emotional burdens, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're following an excellent path because
yeah.
the body does support all of these
right.
other things that we're talking about.
Right.
And if you are in grief,
uh-huh.
it's very difficult to start thinking about eating correctly, cooking correctly.
Right.
They lose interest in proper nourishment.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so,
it does interfere with the brain function. Because then it was kind of like she's talking about Metatron, talking about our energy centers and our, you know, behavior really has a lot to do,
mm-hmm.
and like you're saying, with nutrition
mm-hmm.
and the things that they're taking into their body, how it really is interfering with the body or the mind's ability to be in a higher vibrational frequency to be able to reason out what they should do for themselves. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah. Because I find out sometimes when they try to use conventional medicine on them and all its adverse reactions including things like paralysis and other bodily dysfunction that wears them down more. I try to get them into more of a natural-based thing,
mm-hmm.
body detoxifications and other things.
Well, you're a very wise counselor.
Look, I had a stressful job for a lot of years, and,
mm-hmm.
and I got with counseling with people, victims and systems.
That sounds good.
To deal with them that. Because I was victimized by crimes, but
they
were worse
than work.
Me. Yeah.
How long have you been doing that, Mike?
Off and on.
Mm-hmm.
I've met people who, like, they've lost their parents in car accidents, and people would try to, churches or stuff, would try to take them in and help them take care of them, but I found a lot of times when a person's going through grief, sometimes people would tease them and razz them about it and make it worse, and I try to counsel them, be their friends, and so forth.
Oh, dear.
You know?
Very good.
Because I noticed one time when I was at a place I was working, a fellow who, at 18, had lost his parents in a car accident, and it was rough on him, and people at work in the certain sorts of trying to help take care of him, and people were teasing and making fun of him. I could tell it was getting to him, because at age 21, he was already starting to get gray, you know? It was
how unfortunate that people will make fun of someone who has problems like that, but I guess it happens more than we'd like to think, doesn't it?
Yeah. The best thing to do is to befriend them as much as possible.
Indeed.
Huh. I'm surprised that they would do such a thing, you know, I mean, it's so cruel.
Yeah, these people after they go through the grief, yeah.
Well, Mike, did you have any questions for us, or were you just calling to share, you know, what you were doing? I mean, we're glad to hear what you're doing. I think it's wonderful work, and you certainly sound like you're on the right path.
Keep doing it and do more.
Did you have a question for us?
What sort of things did you think I should be asking about? Give me an idea.
That comes from your heart.
You just want verification that what you're doing is really a, you know, a divine work.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you help a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep doing it.
So where are you located?
Well, we're in different parts of the country, and the
beauty
of it is that we're all connected through the Internet and the telephone. Isn't it great?
Right. Yeah, what part of the country are you at now?
I'm in the East Coast.
Oh. For the East, I got is Maryland and the Carolinas.
You thought I was from Maryland?
Yeah. You like Maryland?
Well, I do. And what is it, my Yankee voice?
Yeah.
Or her giggle.
Or Midwest voice.
Now, I don't think I have a Midwest sound. Do you think so?
No, it's a combination.
Not too much.
It's good
maybe
to
think
about certain things, huh?
Maybe I'm in a swing state.
All right.
Well, Mike, we're
are you on at the same time every week?
No, we're on this show every other week
for
2 hours.
What time?
Well, it comes on, if you're looking at the schedule on BBS main screen, you'll see that they list things in Pacific time.
Okay.
And so, are you from the, for Pacific time, this is 1 o'clock, are you from the East Coast?
We're Midwest, Ohio.
You're in the Midwest, Ohio. Well.
So that'd be, what's, 4 hours difference? 3 hours?
No, Eastern and Pacific is 3 hours time.
So it's about after 5 here then.
Well, yeah, well, right here, I'm showing 5:15, so you must be in the Eastern time zone.
So from 3 to 5?
Well, it would be from 4 to 6.
Okay.
And I'm on every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 1 hour, your time. It would be starting from 4 to 5. And so what I do on Sunday is I talk more about what I've received from the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
Well,
God
it was good
you.
Talking to you, Mike.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Thank
you
for calling in.
All right.
So, folks, if you have, maybe you don't have a question, maybe you just want to call in and share something, do that also. Our number here is 877-876-5227. And, you know, we're up to receiving your questions, and we're up to just chatting with you about some of your observations, perhaps things that you find important. And that's what we have a telephone for. Isn't it great? And the interesting thing is BBS even pays for the telephone call. No long-distance call. I just love it. Well, Charlene, I'm not sure where we stopped with this. We were talking about anger.
Oh, the fear of understanding, I think, is what I was talking about.
Well, the very thing that I was talking about, and I think it had something to do with that, is to be able to resolve anger.
Yes. Okay, you're doing that with Tony, yeah.
Yeah, because I think this is very important. Sometimes we're angry, and we don't even realize we're angry. We're denying our anger because we were taught growing up that it's not nice to be angry. And so what that does, in my humble opinion, is if you're going to deny it and not recognize it, how in the world can you resolve something peacefully, an issue that's come up with another person, or maybe you're angry just, it's not involving another person, could be an event or something. I think it's very important to recognize anger, because it's really easy to kind of skirt around that and say, oh, I'm not angry. That didn't bother me. We have another caller in your name.
This is Scott calling.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. I was wanting to kind of talk a little bit about sinuses, too. Not to drag the issue out here. I know you all have probably been talking about sinuses enough today, but...
Well, a lot of people have that.
I recently had where it took about 2 weeks to clear an allergy attack, and I noticed it doesn't happen every fall, but some falls it does. And I also notice it kind of happens around the first week of March also.
Scott, what we're going to do is turn this question over to Charlene, because
right.
That's something she would work with. Charlene, you're up.
Okay, now tell me again, your voice dropped and I didn't hear all of it.
Okay. Allergy attack that took about 2 weeks to clear, and it was the first 2 weeks of October, and I had just eaten some yogurt, which generally I stay away from dairy, and I was thinking that maybe it was the yogurt, or maybe there's something deeper here, as you're saying, like some anger that needs to be cleared.
Okay. Is
excellent
that the only
question.
Time that occurs?
Pardon?
Is that the only time that it occurs?
Generally, one time a year, and it's the first week of March. Usually, it's been a while since it's been October or September, but I noticed there was another worker in my office who was experiencing an allergy attack at the same time I was, and she has a problem with mold. And I was thinking, okay, it could also be the office environment, or it could be something deeper.
Well, it could be a past life.
Be a past life.
Yeah, we could ask.
Okay.
Because, see, you can have cell memory from past life that was related to that time frame in a past life.
Yeah.
And so if you get in contact, it's kind of like when I was in class, they say if you have a smell, or if there's a sound or somebody's body language might trigger it. Some of those things can trigger it.
Okay.
And so it brings forth a memory, and then you have a physical issue that shows up because of that memory. Now, who's your higher source?
I generally work with my higher self,
okay.
And they're connected with God. In fact, just this afternoon I was taking a nap and I think I was working with my higher self was working with me because I felt this electricity going through me on both sides. They were hugging me, and it was like I felt this electricity going through my body on both sides. Rather interesting experience. I've never had a dream like that. But I feel that's part of the healing I probably need right now.
Okay. Well, that brings up a really good point that we're experiencing, too. We've had a tremendous shift in our energy field. And because of that shift in our energy field, a lot of people are experiencing kind of things like you're talking about, but not understanding why it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But people are really wanting to move into a higher vibrational frequency, not only on a physical level, but on an emotional and spiritual level, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And just the other day, I live near Casadega. I'm in Florida, and I stopped by one of the stores there, and I ended up rather impulsively buying a hematite that seemed to help in the situation because I felt like I really needed grounding, and I felt like I also needed to kind of... there was an event in my life that seemed that kind of flustered me on Wednesday night, and where I felt like, you know, where something went over my borders, and you know, then I felt like I was kind of like reinstating what had been lost by just holding this hematite. I'd never had this experience with a stone so quickly.
Yeah,
it's a quartz with hematite, and hematite's known for its grounding qualities.
Right. Okay. Well, do you have that with you right now?
Yes, I can go get in just like halfway across the room. Do you want me to hold it?
Yes, would you?
Okay.
Okay, go get it.
Well, what are you picking up with that, Charlene?
Well, he's picking up that universal shift of energy.
Here I am.
Okay, now what I want you to do is, what is the goal that you choose to have? Let's incorporate it.
Okay.
What's your ultimate goal right now? Or just, you know, I tell people, you don't have to be just doing things that are, that you're upset with or negative. It could be something that's just plain fun.
Yes.
And we can incorporate that into the field as well.
Well, I am working on a project right now, and it has to do with healing, and it has to do with me going into the use of sound for healing. And that was my first major, was music, and then I went on to become a counselor thereafter. So that can be what we're going to find completion with.
Very, very good. Okay, hold on to that, and we'll use that energy as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you want to incorporate, am I correct?
Yes.
You want to incorporate in your energy field that you help with the healing?
Yes.
Okay. And with the new age that we're going into?
Yes.
Is that, am I stating it correctly?
Yes.
Okay. And what else? What else do you want?
I want to live every moment with passion. I mean, that's kind of like where I'm at. It's like, okay, we're here. We might as well make the best of it. What excites me? What can I get passionate about? What can I find exciting?
Okay. So you want to feel that at all times is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, hold on to it. Let's go in there and do this, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I believe, Scott, that's what really true living is all about, is to be able to live it passionately every moment.
Yes. And I've come to the awareness that even though I'm born Scorpio, I've really leaned more toward the fire and the air in terms of my energy and my element. And, you know, I'm born near the end of Scorpio, so I had that progressed sun move through Sagittarius during most of my first 30 years, mm-hmm. 31, 30, 30 to about age 32. And then I moved into Capricorn, which is really about hard work, and that's exactly what it's been. But I want to incorporate the passion. I just don't want to lose that. You know, yes, life has hard work in it, and yes, I'm in it. But
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you use herbs as well?
Yes.
I'm seeing you as a tremendous healer in a past life.
Well.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It's almost like I see royalty, and they have you as part of their ability for healing. It looks like they designated you as their, like, main doctor. We would say doctor. But then, for them, it was healer.
Yes.
And that, it, you always felt that way?
Yes.
Okay, because you use the herbs and you use the stones.
Yeah.
You also are using oils.
Yes, I, oils, I've used lavender from time to time and jasmine.
Okay.
I also use homeopathy. Like when I had the allergy attack, I went into the homeopathy, and that helped clear it. And I generally try to eat the best food possible.
Okay. Okay. That's what I was showing, that in a past life, you really have been a healer. And you're incorporating all of those ideas into this lifetime, and you're very passionate about it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's put that. It's like the passion is already there.
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Now, what you're in need of at this time is what? Reinforcement?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Perhaps, and also maybe just a general healing. The event on Wednesday night kind of did flush me a bit, and I've moved past it, I think, but there's a part of me that feels like I probably also need to go in and smudge myself with sage and do a few more meditations, maybe a healing meditation here or there, and then...
Can I ask you a question, Scott?
Yes.
With all of this passion and how you're leaning towards fire and so forth, do you think perhaps that you know how to or need to maybe review how to also work with grounding yourself?
Yes, I've been told that so many times, it's not even funny.
Well, the reason I say that is I think that was the experience behind the stone that you just picked up. This is the tool or one of the tools that perhaps you could use to ground, because even though passion. Listen, I'm all for you, Scott. I'm all for passion. Living life to the moment, because many times I've got to hold on to the seat of my chair so I don't fly away. But I know, in addition to that, we have to also know how to ground ourselves.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me... can you do this? You say, my body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to my life's path.
Okay, my body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to my life's path.
And do you have a plant in your house?
No, I don't, but I think I need to get rid of some furniture and put one in.
You could even get a little one.
You don't even need to do that. You can either go out and walk in the forest or the grass or take your hands and put it. I was just going to have you walk over and put your hands in the dirt with a plant and ground yourself.
Okay, and I have been, but I do walk at night. That's when I like to walk.
Okay,
is...
then I want you to keep yourself grounded.
Exactly.
Yeah, say, okay, but what I'm going to have God do right now is it's called the Ark of the Covenant. In other words, you made a covenant at the beginning of creation, and we'll go in, if that's okay with you,
yes,
and have you grounded to that.
Yes.
And that should ground you completely.
Thank you.
Okay? Because that's what's grounding people. They go into all this memory of forgetfulness and forget who they really and truly are. So what I'm doing is going in and incorporate that in your Ark of the Covenant, and that'll put it in for you, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Okay, let's do that right now.
You know this, Scott. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but what we're really focusing on here today is balance.
Yeah.
And I understand fire, I understand passion, I understand excitement, and I have to tell you, I really have to work on grounding myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless we are going to be balanced, we really have to learn the two. Also, the physical body does better if we are balanced between that fire and passion energy and the grounding energy.
Okay.
So I understand your enthusiasm, and I say go for it. But while you're going for it, learn how to ground.
I need to be tethered to something.
That's what it is. But what it is earth.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you're going to be tethering yourself to. Okay, Sherling.
Okay, what I wanted to ask you how you're feeling right now.
A little bit heavier.
I want you to take some deep breaths. Blow it, you know, take a deep breath in and then blow out. And when you're doing that, I want you to say, I am now grounded to my life path, because what God did was take you into the Ark of the Covenant so that you will remember it, what that covenant was. And it's been grounded to this life's path. All of those experiences you've had in your past life have now come in to fulfill that covenant, okay?
Thank you. I'm now grounded to my life's path.
Take a deep breath and then tell me how you feel.
Okay, I'm now grounded to my life's path.
And you'll remember what that covenant is. It'll come in.
I feel more enriched. It's like my aura has expanded or something.
I'm sure it has.
It's like, and I'm on the, you know, I live on the second floor, and I feel like, you know, maybe that's keeping me from it, but I feel like, that in this case, my aura maybe is expanded as though the ground is right underneath me.
Oh, okay. Have you been considering moving?
Yes.
And you're wanting to move out into where nature is more.
It's starting to call me in that direction, even though right now I live by the ocean, which is nice because I get the breeze.
That sounds like a joy.
So it's like, okay, I like going to the areas that are away from the ocean, though, like going out to like Casadega Lake Helen area in Florida and going out to other areas out of the west.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Because there are so many great trees.
Okay, what I want you to do is, what I'm asking is, go watch the beach, okay?
Okay.
And then say, I am now grounded to my life's path.
Okay.
And then I want to hear how you feel, because God put in there that you will remember this covenant, and you won't keep wondering where you're supposed to be going. Because you're pretty clear right now about where you should be, aren't you?
Yes.
You're sounding pretty positive about it. But the way will open up more and more for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're on a very good journey here. And you covenant were at the beginning of creation, okay? You've been doing it for a long time.
Mm.
And they used you, let's see. You're already using lavender, aren't you?
Yes.
Geranium?
I've used geranium, I believe. I had a shingles attack, and I think I may have used it for that way back.
Okay. How about spruce? Have you got any spruce?
No, I haven't.
You know, maybe that's why I'm pushing you. Do you have some pine trees?
Yes.
Okay, go there, will you?
Okay.
And then just sit under the pine tree, because what that'll do is bring that energy into you from the earth, okay?
Okay.
And let's see what that pine tree will be able to do for you. Any of the trees there, but I'm seeing a pine tree for some reason.
Perhaps the needles that drop on the ground might help.
Yeah, anything. Just take some home if you need to.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I've been hit on the head by a pine cone falling a few times. So.
And a pine cone? Put them in a basket in your house. people don't realize that putting the pine cones, we like to do it at Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
but it really probably would serve if we did it more often. Because pine is will heal. Pine trees are very healing.
And what
well,
Edward
actually,
Bach?
Everything is.
I think Edward Bach said the pine essence is for guilt and relieving guilt and all that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Because guilt is a pain. It creates suffering in the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
so
Scott, do you think those two pine cones hitting you on the head was some kind of cosmic joke?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it was.
Well, I had to have a laugh over it, Charlene.
Well, she's got to point it out, you see.
Absolutely. I
no
wasn't going to let
intended.
That fly by.
Got to have something. We got to lighten up, you see. You don't happen to have any frankincense, do you?
I might. I'll have to.
Would you check that, see? And put some on your wrist when you go to bed at night?
Okay. I need to kind of balance this with the flower essences because I use some of the Australian bush essences out that come out from Australia.
Okay.
And they probably, I'm using an Arctic essence right now, which is, there's an Arctic and an Antarctic. And you're supposed to start with Antarctic because it's probably there to ground you. But I started with the Arctic because that's the one my kinesiology said to start with.
Okay, that'll keep you grounded, and you state that. And if you're with the trees and the nature, and walking along the ocean is such a marvelous experience. Just say, I now know my life path.
Okay. And I'm grounded in it.
And I'm grounded in my life path.
Hey, Scott, tell me about this stuff with the Australian bush. I'm a little curious about that.
Yeah,
what does that do
too.
For you?
I think it's kind of like it quickens my energy. That's the experience I've had. I've been taking it now for about, I only take a little bit because I'm real sensitive to the essences, like one drop under the tongue first thing in the morning.
Oh, you actually take it internally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, they were, like I said, Ian White, who creates the Australian bush, he suggested to start with the Antarctic essence, but my kinesiology pointed me toward the Arctic to start with first. So I've been doing the Arctic, and that's why I was thinking, okay, this may be why I'm not as grounded with this particular regime, but for whatever reason, I felt like that's the one that I needed to start with, so I did. But
you were looking for passion.
Yes, and that's it. I mean, I wanted to fly around. I didn't want to.
Yeah, and see, one of the things I find, Scott, is when we're involved in the work that we're doing here is, as we have a tendency to be distracted to a certain extent. We want to be in that space all the time, right?
Yes.
And yet we still got to live on this earth.
Yes.
But you can take that energy of being in that other dimension and keep yourself grounded so that you can fulfill your potential here.
Okay.
Hey, one question, Scott. Have you ever taken a drop or two of this and put it in a bath instead of taking it internally?
No, I haven't, but that'd be an interesting experience.
Well, the reason that I ask that is I'm just wondering if you taking a drop and putting it under the tongue isn't too strenuous for your physical sublingual works
intensely.
It gets into the body very quickly, where when you put a drop or two in the bath, you're it's working a little bit differently in the sense that it's doing a clearing. The skin is the largest organ that we have. And you seem to be a very intuitive individual. Try sometime putting a drop or two in a bath and see if you find something that's a little bit more gentle than taking a drop and putting it on under the tongue.
Okay.
Experiment with it.
And would maybe spraying it with like a perfume bottle in my face.
You can do that.
Something else that you can do, too, is spray it on your sheets.
Okay.
I think that's why I said to put it on the wrist for some reason.
Especially lavender. Lavender is very good to spray a little on the sheet. It relaxes the body. There's a lot of healing there. Not necessarily near the face.
Yes, but enough to kind of get a whiff of it every now and then.
Your body would know that it's there. Lavender's very healing.
Relaxes me.
Yeah, it's relaxing. What better way than to go to sleep is to set something up where you're being relaxed.
Mm-hmm. On the pillow.
Instead of flying.
Sounds like you're doing a good job there.
Well, I appreciate the feedback from both of you.
Well, good talking to you, Scott. Call back again. We love hearing from you.
Certainly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Shirley, why don't you give your telephone number again in case there are some people who tuned in that didn't hear it the first time.
Okay, it's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346.
And,
I'm
sorry, I thought you were finished.
Well, I didn't know whether it said Mountain Standard Time, Scott, and had me up there. And, I mean, everybody has just been so, it's just been fun to see how many people are really interested in living in a higher dimension of love. It's been a wonderful
Absolutely.
Journey.
Absolutely. And while we're here talking about this, let me give my website. It's carolynevers.com, carolynevers.com. And do consider going to www.metatronminutes.com and signing up for the free newsletter. People send in their questions on the site, and we take them and present them to Archangel Metatron, and then put the questions and the answers into the newsletters, and they really are quite remarkable, covering a wide range of topics. And then he, along with Archangel Mikael and others, we have conference calls that are extremely powerful. I must tell you, they're life-changing. So when you're there, just check in with your soul and see if it is nudging you to work with Lord Metatron. So, Charlene, been an interesting day so far. We have about 10 more minutes. 2 hours really flies by fast. And so what we would like to offer is someone who might want to call in, chat, ask questions, give us your opinion. Our number here is 877-876-5227. Like I said, we have about 10 minutes, maybe one more person. So get your dialing finger working and give us a call.
You know, one of the things that you were talking about before, some of the experiences people, when you opened it, was what Metatron was talking about, the processing of the information into the brain.
Oh, yes.
And it reminded me of the one question he asked me. Was, I had a young fellow that, well, let's back up a little bit. A friend of mine, when I first started being trained for the work I'm doing, brought her son to me. He was adopted. And she was having problems with him. He's starting into his teens. And she brought him to me, and Dr. Nancy Foster and I did the work, when did a regression with him. Dr. Foster did, and she took him into at conception because he's adopted. Well, finding that the adoption, we find, because they come in from conception on with different issues. Not all of them are the same. So anyway, he was repeating to us exactly what his birth father and birth mother were saying to him.
Wow.
And it was so interesting because the birth father wanted him to be aborted, and he's under hypnosis, and he's saying what he's saying. And then the birth mother is saying, no, I'm not going to do that. Well, it became a big issue. And he repeats it to us. And this is when I was being trained, and he repeated to us exactly the words that were being spoken. And here he is. This is at conception to birth. The interesting part is to go in afterwards and do the energy work on it, because the two of us work together, and change the vibrational frequency. That's what God does. He changes the frequency from a lower vibrational frequency to a higher vibrational frequency of saying, you know, my birth father wants me to be born. My birth mother wants me to be born. I want to be born. I am happy. Turned in a lot of joy and happiness, and he snapped right out of it. Because he now was adopted by a mother who thought he was the grandest thing in the world. But he couldn't come up with it within his feelings about himself because of the birth father's, his belief system that he didn't want him to be born. So he's becoming very destructive at the time.
You know, when you were talking about this earlier, Charlene, I was thinking about that. Imagine what this child that is being formed and hears this language, what they must feel like if all they hear about is that they are not wanted.
And so as they get older, what happens is all of a sudden we find some children, or even those that go into adulthood and longer, that are self-destructive. That's why it's so important that we don't go in and make judgment of why people's behaviors are like it is. It's because we don't have a clue what has gone on to make them be self-destructive. So what he was doing was self-destructive behavior. And yet his mother, his birth mother, adopted mother, would just absolutely adored him. And so did others, but he couldn't believe it within himself. And so when that was changed, now it doesn't say that that was not the fact, but you know what? The subconscious can't reason. It only understands what you replace it with. So you take the negative out and put a positive in.
Putting it another way, Charlene, is we have a tendency to believe what people tell us.
Absolutely. Well, it's programmed with that vibrational frequency that you were talking about.
Instead of us standing in our own truth.
Yeah. That's why we've telling her before to say, you know, I love myself unconditionally, just the way I am. I'm wonderful. I'm beautiful, just the way I am.
Those who are out there listening to this, you have probably 5 more minutes to call in. 877-876-5227. And friends, if you don't call in, you're going to have to listen to Charlene and I talk here
for the next 5 minutes. And that's probably exactly what they're wanting. Because I find that what's happening is God really told me that we're going to have to really teach. Because there's some wonderful principle here that he wants taught, so that people learn what great value they are, and to value not only themselves but others. I find those that are cruel are usually those that have the least self-esteem, and not only that, but they're starting to create a great deal of negative vibrational frequency on themselves. What they end up being is it interferes in that frequency in their cells, and sometimes within the brain cells.
Another way of saying this, Charlene, let's cut it down to the chase. There's not enough love in the world.
Absolutely. And if you give love and receive love, and yeah, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's tough to send a person that is being unkind or cruel and send them God's love. just say, you know, in your heart, you say, I now send you God's love. Doesn't mean you allow them to abuse you or misuse you. No, because that's not self-love. It just means that you send God's love to them. But you stand and firm that God loves you as well and do not want you to be mistreated or misused in any way.
Charlene, I have a box of notepaper, and what this notepaper is all about is when you find somebody who is doing something well, they're doing something maybe is wonderful, you send them a note, let them know that you caught them doing something wonderful.
You know, that's such a good thing. I stopped the other day. We have a fellow in the neighborhood, and he just works so hard in his yard, and he does such a marvelous job, and I just appreciate looking at his yard and the beauty for what he creates. And I stopped, and I said, you know, thank you so much for doing such a good job with your yard. I enjoy it so much. And he was surprised. Now, that's kind of sad we've gotten in that place, where somebody doesn't know how to take a compliment, because I meant it.
But maybe they're not complimented enough.
You don't state enough. You don't say to somebody, you know, that was really kind of you to do that for me. I appreciate it.
Love and appreciation, Charlene, I do believe goes a long way for your happiness and everyone else's happiness.
Well, you'll be surprised at the reaction you get to somebody when you just say, you know, that was so kind of you, thank you.
Absolutely.
And we need to do it more with each other. Because
mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that's out there that's of value is love.
You know, it reminds me of something that I think sometimes we forget to do, and that is, well, being a female, I'm very noticeable of when a male or a female even holds the door for me. You know, you go into a restaurant, a gentleman is there, and they hold the door open for you, and you walk through. I always say, thank them for that. I don't think we appreciate what each other, you know, what people do for you, for doing for one another. Now, that might seem like a very, you know, simple thing, but people really like to have acknowledgement, even for something that's very simple, like holding a door open for you.
Well, and I like to say thank you for being so kind.
That too.
Because that is true, that they need to know that was a kind act on their behalf, and how much you appreciate that kindness.
So maybe if we were going to send out a note, a final word to end this session today, maybe what we could say is find somebody that you can maybe discover some little thing that they do that you can admire, thank them for, appreciate. Golly, just imagine if everybody did that for one person, what that would mean.
Well, it's part of that philosophy, though, to pass it on. Is that what it's called?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, because, you know, they feel so good about it, so then they do it for somebody else, and somebody else does it for somebody else. And that's how we can change.
Well, Charlene, it's really time for us to say goodbye.
Well, that was fast. But we love all of you, and we send you our love.
And tune in 2 weeks to this show and my show tomorrow, Sunday, at this time. Goodbye for now, Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil.
Goodbye.